This is your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and it may have been delayed 6 months, but the federal budget was handed down last night. To help me cut through it a little bit, I'm joined by Michael O'Neill, Director of the South Australian Centre for Economic Studies at the University of Adelaide. How are you this morning, Michael?
Yes, good morning, and good morning to your listeners. Well, as I said, it's a budget that probably we won't see again in our lifetime, and it's a budget that we did see sort of trying to rebuild the Australian economy and other national economies post-World War II, where we're really trying to get business to invest, to stimulate demand in the economy. The ultimate objective, of course, is to get those people who are unemployed and those people who are on the job seeker payment currently back into employment. That's what the budget is endeavouring to do.
And, of course, one of the focuses for that is, relief, income tax write-offs, scrapped. No limit. Oh no, sorry, not scrapped, but no limit on that now for businesses looking to invest in themselves.
Yes, look, it's as I said, it's very much about trying to stimulate demand. You mentioned the tax cuts, so people on lower and middle income earners, they'll be around about $2,700 better off. Higher income earners or dual income couples, that's husband and wife or partners working, about $5,500 better off. And then, as you mentioned, business, there's tremendous incentives there for business to get out and purchase capital assets. It might be a small shop that they're refitting. It might be a manufacturing company with machinery. It might be a farming establishment that needs new machinery. What the Treasurer has done is enabled those purchases of capital equipment to what they call written off during the year in which you purchase them. So there's a real incentive there for small business, medium-sized business and so on to get out and purchase that capital equipment they need and then be able to offset that in the tax year 2020-2021.
Of course, it's been very well reported over the last month or so that JobSeeker has recently been cut. And does that make a lot of economic sense with people who aren't able to get out and work because there isn't a whole lot of work to find, now having less money to spend and put back into the economy?
Yes, well, look, it's not possible for the government to continue to subsidise the JobKeeper allowance at the level that it's been over the last 3 or 4 months. What the government, in a sense, has done, particularly for those people who are young people who are 16 up to 30, 35, middle age, the core workforce group, what the government has done is that they will pay half the salary of a person aged between 16 and 35 for the first 12 months. So that you can see in that sense, they're sort of switching from payment of JobKeeper, where a person's not employed, but the employer wanted to hang on to them, to now encourage the employer, if you're 16 to 35 in that age group, for the employer to take them on and the government will pay half the salary. Now, some people would criticise the fact that it's restricted to younger people and those up to 35, but the reality is that that group has been the group that has most suffered during COVID-19.
For sure. And I guess, is there any, blind spots that you've seen in the budget that the government has missed?
Look, the government has really taken a sort of a wand, if you like, across the whole economy. It's supporting, as I mentioned, the employers to take on more employees. It's supported with about $2.8 billion for trades, with trying to get another 100,000 apprentices and trainees. It's supported with $250 million women to enter the courses for science, technology, engineering, and maths. There are payments, additional payments there for pensioners, and it's looked to support a number of industries that have been growth industries in Australia: food processing, which is great for regional South Australia, recycling and clean energy, the space industry, defence. It's not picking winners, it's just saying, are there companies in that manufacturing sector that can do a little bit more to boost their employment, boost their productivity, and as a result, strengthen the and rebuild, really, the Australian and South Australian economy.
Of course, one issue for the South Australian economy as well is that the slice of the GST pie has been cut down for South Australia. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, yes, the GST, of course, depends on consumption expenditure, doesn't it? That when people have been out purchasing goods and services, they've paid the GST a tax. Now, what's happened in the last 6 to 8 months, of course, is consumption expenditure has declined dramatically, so the pool of GST funds to distribute to the states is less. Now, I'm not sure what the figure is in South Australia. I think the Treasurer is talking about $1.3 billion. It may be a little bit more, maybe a little bit less, but certainly that tax payment from the GST to the states will be a little bit, will be substantially less. But what the government is trying to do is to say, well, can we get the economy, can we rebuild the economy more quickly, get more people into employment so that consumption expenditure goes up? Can we assist employers, farmers, people in regional South Australia to make those capital investments and enable them to write them off? The ultimate objective, I said, is to get people back into employment. And, of course, overhanging this is the significant debt that the Australian nation as a whole will incur. But the one positive about this debt is that we're in a very low interest rate environment, you know, about 0.05%. So it enables, if we can get the economy rebuilt and chugging along with low interest rates, it enables us to address that very high debt that all nations have built up. But Australia's debt, thankfully, is much less than proportionally than the US and the UK, other developed nations. But that's what we're trying to do. Get the demand going, get people into employment, rebuild the economy, and those GST payments will increase back to the federal government.
No worries. Michael O'Neill, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
My pleasure.
Director for the South Australian Centre of Economic Studies, Michael O'Neill, on your Classic It's Breakfast.